Chapter 11, Stunted Growth. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to write the key verse from memory, define stunted growth, identify factors that hinder spiritual growth and multiplication, provide biblical remedies to correct such problems. Key verses, Psalm 1, 1-3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Introduction. There are many factors which affect the normal growth and development of the human body. Lack of proper food retards physical growth. Various diseases also affect development. When there is lack of growth in the human body, a remedy must be found to correct the problem, or else growth will be stunted. When growth is stunted, the body does not develop properly. As you have learned, the Bible compares the church to a physical body. Like a physical body, its growth and development is affected by many factors. Sometimes problems occur in the church. These problems can stunt spiritual growth. When spiritual growth is stunted, the church does not multiply properly. There is a lack of new converts and disciples, and an absence of spiritual maturity. Jesus said, "I will build my church." We cannot cause multiplication ourselves, but we can remove conditions that prevent growth. When we do so, we are creating the proper spiritual climate in which growth can occur. This chapter lists common problems that prevent multiplication. For each problem, a biblical remedy is provided. Stunted growth. Problem: lack of spiritual food. A human body must have natural food and water, or it will die. The spiritual body must have spiritual fruit and water, or it will die. Some churches do not teach the Word of God at all. They teach doctrines of men. They say what people want to hear. 2 Timothy 4:3. Spiritual malnutrition is the result of a famine of the Word of God. Amos 8:11 and 12. Others teach only the milk of the Word, and people never mature spiritually. Believers neglect Bible study or never go beyond the basic truths to the meat of God's Word. As a natural body dies without food, so will the spiritual body. Remedy. Renew emphasis on the Word of God. Romans 10:17. Teach both the milk and the meat of the Word. 1 Corinthians 3:1. 1 Peter 2:22. Hebrews 5:12-14. A human baby cannot live on milk alone forever. A growing child must learn to eat solid foods. The spiritual body of Christ cannot exist on the milk of the Word alone. A growing spiritual body must learn to eat the meat of the Word of God. The Word of God is the bread of spiritual life. The Word is our spiritual food. Basic truths easily understood are called the milk of the Word. More advanced teachings in the Bible are called the meat of the Word. Problem: lack of vision. The Bible says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." Proverbs 28:19. The spiritual vision of some people is limited to their own families and communities. Others are preoccupied with faraway places with strange-sounding names, while people right outside their church doors die without Christ. Remedy. A balance must be achieved between local and worldwide spiritual vision. The church must develop a global vision while not neglecting those in its own community. This is the vision Jesus gave his disciples of the spiritual harvest, which is ready to reap. The field is the world. Lift up your eyes and look. This is the vision shared by Jesus with his followers, which changed the purpose and destiny of their lives. John chapter 4. Problem: shallow growth. Read the parable of the sower in Mark 4, 1-20. When the seed of the Word of God does not take root in your life, shallow spiritual growth results. When persecution and difficult times come, you die spiritually. Mark 4:17. Remedy. Teach the people that are reading, hearing, and teaching the Word of God is not enough. They must become doers of the Word. It must change their lives. James 1:22-25. It is the entrance of the Word into the heart that brings change. Psalm 119:130. Problem. Lack of pruning. Churches often have unproductive methods and programs. When such activities are not pruned, fruit bearing ceases. Without pruning, the slow but sure process of death destroys life. In the natural world, when a tree is not pruned, it may continue to stand upright, but it is dead. There is no fruit, no growth, and multiplication. The structure is there, but the life is gone. The same is true in the spiritual world. Remedy. In the natural world, unproductive branches must be pruned in order for the plant to bear more fruit. In the spiritual world, we must prune unproductive activities from our lives and churches. Methods and programs which do not result in evangelism and discipleship must be pruned. Each meeting, program, and activity of the church should be evaluated. Analyze unfruitful works to discover why they are unfruitful. Remember, pruning is not just getting rid of unproductive branches. The purpose is seeking ways to cause more effective growth and spiritual fruit. See John 15. Problem: failure to identify responsive areas. In the parable of the sower in Mark 4, 1-20, there was responsive and unresponsive soils. Little growth occurs in unresponsive areas. Remedy. There are unresponsive areas in the world with little opportunities for multiplication. There are other areas ready for spiritual harvest, which offer great opportunities for the spread of the gospel. Responsive peoples must be identified and efforts concentrated in these areas. When Paul heard that the Holy Spirit was bringing Gentiles to discipleship in Antioch, he promptly left Tarsus and went to Antioch. When the timing was not right for Asia, Paul concentrated on responsive areas until God opened the door to Asia. Concentrate efforts on responsive areas. Continue sowing and waiting for proper timing in fields not yet ripe unto harvest. Problem: wrong priorities. Spiritual leaders have wrong priorities when they are more concerned with church business than prayer and ministry of the Word of God. Priorities are given to secondary projects such as good works, building projects, etc. Maintenance becomes more important than mission. Remedy. Jesus said nothing about building great buildings, Christian retreat centers, and other such projects. While these are not wrong in themselves, multiplication is hindered when such projects are given more emphasis than evangelism and discipleship. A problem with priorities and its solution is recorded in Acts 6, 1-6. When spiritual leaders began to give their time to prayer and ministry of the Word of God, multiplication resulted. Acts 6:7. Problem: ministry not related to the people. Some churches have ceased to grow because the ministry did not relate to the people. Perhaps the minister was not one of the people. He was of another culture and could not relate to them properly in language, customs, etc. Remedy: leadership should be raised up from the local church as soon as possible after a church has been planted. Titus 1:5. Local leaders of the same culture and language normally can communicate the gospel most effectively. Problem: come and see rather than go and tell. Many churches have adopted a come strategy rather than a go method commanded by Jesus. These churches plan services and programs and try to get unbelievers to come to church. They never go out into the world to reach people with the gospel and bring them in. They open their doors and wait for the people, but no one comes. In such a church, members may be busy every night of the week with meetings. Conventions, seminars, and workshops may have replaced evangelism. Remedy. The church is supposed to be God's house of operation in the world, but the church has become the field of operations rather than a base which sends disciples into the fields of the world to minister and multiply. The church must stop evangelizing itself and start evangelizing the world. The church should be a place where believers are trained and equipped to go out into the world where sinners are and win them to Christ. The go strategy of Jesus must be emphasized. Matthew 28:19, Acts 1:8. Problem: unconfessed sin. Unconfessed sin in the lives of church members hinders spiritual growth. Remedy: study the instructions given by Paul to the Corinthian church to deal with unconfessed sin in members. See 1 Corinthians 5:11-13. If the erring member repents, he is to be accepted back into the fellowship. See 2 Corinthians 2:4-8. Problem: unresolved personal problems. Conflict arises when members of the church body have unresolved personal problems between them. If these conflicts are not properly dealt with, division can result. Unresolved problems hinder the multiplication process. Remedy. Matthew 18:15-17 gives specific instructions for correcting problems between members of the body of Christ. Study also the example of Paul and Barnabas in Acts 15:36-41. If problems are handled properly, even division can result in multiplication, which will benefit God's kingdom. Problem: unqualified spiritual leadership. Church growth is affected when leaders do not meet the spiritual qualifications outlined in the Bible. The standards for church leaders established by God are spiritual qualifications. He is not concerned about education and abilities as much as with the true spiritual condition of man. See 1 Samuel 16:7. Remedy: a leader should resign from his position until he sets his own house, his personal spiritual life, and family in order. Leaders should meet the qualifications listed in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1:5-9. Problem: resistance to change. People have a tendency to resist change. Many are content with the things the way they have been for the last 40 years. They do not readily accept new methods. Remedy: remember that the purpose of the church to evangelize and multiply spiritually never changes. The methods to accomplish these purposes do. It is true that we should use biblical methods of the early church, but the world has changed since that time. We cannot reject new methods just because they were not used in Bible times. For example, you should not refuse to use things like printing presses, computers, and tape recorders to spread the gospel just because Paul did not use them. These methods did not exist in that time. Recognize that tradition can hinder God's plan. Mark 7:13. Teach people to expect new things from God. Isaiah 43:19. Problem: communication problems. Multiplication is hindered by the manner in which the gospel is communicated. Ministers try to impress their people with great words and a display of theological knowledge. They do not communicate at the level of human need. Their actions are not in harmony with their words. Remedy: the gospel must be communicated so that it can be understood by the listeners. Preachers, teachers, and evangelists must communicate at the level of their audience instead of trying to impress with great words and a display of theological knowledge. When Jesus taught, the common man heard and understood him. Mark 12:37. Communication must be adapted to all levels of society and education. Romans 1:14. Verbal communication must be in harmony with lifestyle. We must be doers of the word as well as communicators. The communication of our faith is effective only when the things of God are evident in our lives. Philemon 6. Problem: cultural, geographic, denominational separation. Some churches do not reach out to people in their community because they are not like us. They do not minister to those who are culturally different, are of a different race, or speak another language. Some churches refuse to cross geographic boundaries. They do not want people from another area of town or a different region coming to their church. Some people reject fellowship with members of other denominations. Some have so separated themselves from the world that they no longer multiply because they have no contact with unbelievers. Remedy. See Ephesians 2:14. There are no walls of separation in Christ. The church has built walls of separation which must come down. We must cross cultural, linguistic, geographic, and denominational lines to reach people where they are. We must lay aside these weights and sins and focus on the task of reaching the world with the gospel. Hebrews 12:1-2. We are not to isolate ourselves from the world. We are to be in the world, but not partakers of its sinful ways. John 17:15. Separation from the world does not mean isolation or segregation. Problem: spectators instead of participators. Spectators are people who view but do not participate in the plan of God. They do not reproduce spiritually. They leave evangelizing and discipling to the professional ministers. A church filled with spectators will not grow. Remedy: each member must recognize his personal responsibility to the Great Commission. Matthew 28:19-20. Members must be led in discovery and use of their spiritual gifts to enable the church body to function properly. 2 Timothy 1:6. Ministers must equip members for the work of the ministry. Ephesians 4:12. Each person must be reproductive, and each home must become a center of evangelism. 2 Timothy 2:2. Problem: converts do not become disciples. New believers are not developed into disciples. They either return to the old life of sin or remain spiritual babies who are incapable of reproduction. Remedy: converts must be developed into disciples and equipped for ministry if the multiplication process is to continue. Evangelism is not complete until a convert is made an active disciple of Christ. Teaching is to follow evangelism as well as precede it. Matthew 28:19-20. Problem: fear. Fear of failure is the greatest enemy of multiplication. Read the parable of the talents in Matthew 25:14-30. The servant who was afraid was unprofitable. He did not multiply spiritually. Remedy: develop a relationship with God based on love instead of fear. 1 John 4:18. Problem: emphasis on work rather than worship. Plans, programs, and business of the church can replace true worship. A service can be filled with announcements, fundraising, special presentations, and planned programs. Remedy: establish proper priorities in the church. Love and worship of God is first. Love and ministry to others is next. All other programs follow these greatest two responsibilities. Matthew 12:29-31. Problem: saving society instead of saving souls. There are many social needs in the world today. There are poor people who need to be fed, clothed, and sheltered. There are people who need medical care and jobs. There are educational and political problems which need correction. These are real needs to which the church can minister in the name of Jesus. But often the emphasis of ministry shifts to the saving society rather than the saving of souls. Remedy: the woman at the well had a physical need for water, but Jesus gave priority to her spiritual need. See John 4. The chief calling of the church is not to save society, but to save the souls of spiritually destitute men and women. social involvement and intellectual pursuits will not satisfy hungry people seeking the bread of life. Problem: unbelief. Read the story of Israel at the border of the land God had promised them in Numbers 13. Israel did not enter into the promised land because of unbelief. They turned back to wander in the wilderness, where that entire generation died during the next 40 years. Every believer and every church reach a spiritual Kadesh at some point in their spiritual experience. They will either go forward in faith to claim the promise of God, or they will retreat in unbelief and die spiritually. Remedy: unbelief hinders spiritual growth and multiplication. The church must believe that achievement of its purpose of evangelism and discipleship is possible through faith. Mark 6:15. Unbelief must be replaced with faith. Faith is increased by renewed emphasis on God's word. People must begin to act in faith. Faith must be combined with works to be effective. James 2:26. Problem: quantity rather than quality. Emphasis on quantity rather than quality produces spiritually immature believers. There are great numbers, but failure to disciple and mature members. Remedy: review chapter 6 of this course. Apply the principles for spiritual growth taught in this lesson. Problem: individuals are lost in the crowd. As churches grow, individuals can be lost in the crowd. They begin to feel as if they are only a number. There is no personal contact, caring, and concern. Emphasis on mass evangelism replaces personal evangelism. Remedy: one soul is worth more than the whole world. Matthew 16:26. While concern for the whole world is proper, we must not lose the individual in the crowd. Men are born spiritually one at a time and lost individually. There is no such thing as mass conversions. Even when a large group responds to an evangelistic appeal, each person is born again individually. We must never be so concerned with the crowds that we neglect individual need. Jesus called individuals out of crowds to minister to them. Development of small group ministries is one way to preserve ministry to the individual in a large and rapidly multiplying congregation. Problem: church cliques. Sometimes cliques develop in churches. A clique is a group of people who come together as a separate group and refuse to accept others in their fellowship. The group is partial to some people and accepts them in the clique but rejects others. Remedy: the Bible teaches that such respect of persons is wrong. Read James 2, 1-10. Such behavior calls for repentance because it is sin. Problem: the organization is alive. The organism is dying. Organization is important, but spiritual growth is hindered when organization is stressed instead of the life flow of God. Tradition, legalism, and ritual begin to replace true spirituality. Mark 7:13. The organization of the church may be alive and well, but the organism, the true spiritual body, will die if there is no spiritual life. Such churches are well organized and have a name that they live, but spiritually they are dead. Revelation 3:1. The spiritually dead cease to grow. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of God. 2 Timothy 3:5. Remedy: the church is compared to a body. A body is a living organism, not just an organization of various parts. An organization cannot produce life. A living organism can. The body life of the church should be taught and body ministry emphasized. 1 Corinthians 12. Problem: absence of love. The church may have many good spiritual activities, but love is absent. People are not friendly. They do not love one another. There is bitterness, hatred, and attitudes of unconcern. Remedy: every ministry, every gift, every activity of an individual or the church body is useless without love. Study and apply 1 Corinthians 13. Problem: lack of resources. Men and money are two vital resources necessary for multiplication. Growth can be stunted when there is lack of men and women committed to the vision. Lack of funding can also affect the growth and development of the church. Remedy: emphasize the kingdom of God rather than building personal ministry. Jesus promised that all things we need will be given when we do this. Matthew 6:33. Pray for human resources, men and women capable of reaping spiritual harvest fields. Matthew 9:37 and 38.